Sorry, he murmured. I looked up in time to see his golden eyes close again. It's too easy to be myself with you. I lifted his hand, turning it this way and that as I watched the sun glitter on his palm. I held it closer to my face, trying to see the hidden facets in his skin. Tell me what you're thinking, he whispered. I looked to see his eyes watching me, suddenly intent. It's still so strange for me not knowing. You know, the rest of us feel that way all the time. It's a hard life. Did I imagine the hint of regret in his tone? But you didn't tell me. I was wishing I could know what you were thinking, I hesitated. And? I was wishing that I could believe that you were real. And I was wishing that I wasn't afraid. I don't want you to be afraid. His voice was just a soft murmur. I heard what he couldn't truthfully say, that I didn't need to be afraid, that there was nothing to fear. Well, that's not exactly the fear I meant, though that's certainly something to think about. So quickly that I missed his movement, he was half sitting, propped up on his right arm, his left palm still in my hands. His angel's face was only a few inches from mine. I might have, should have, flinched away from his unexpected closeness, but I was unable to move. His golden eyes mesmerized me.